Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I was at the circa. Put me work.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Don't forget, tomorrow, Red and Gold Summit. Fremont Bank starts at 2 o'clock with Dibs and Willard. And then all the hosts join at 4. We'll be all there from 4 to 6. Lorenzo Neal, former fullback, also will be on hand for autograph signing and chit-chatting. So come out to 39150 Fremont Boulevard tomorrow. It's open to the public, and it is first come, first served.
Let's go. Stein.
Yeah.
No, I'm a little irritated at myself. You kind of set me up. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Silk Basie, not 49er Frankie, was listening to that last segment. Sarkisian is the head coach of Texas.
Oh, is he?
And he's mad.
Sarkisian's wow, mad? Why?
Silk that I didn't know that he was my head coach.
Oh, I got you. So,
what you got?
One of the things we do here at 95.7 The Game is we compile a lot of sound from the people that cover the team and people who do national broadcasting, and we're gonna let you listen to something from Grant Cohn. He works for Sports Illustrated. He's down at Santa Clara every single day covering the team. And what do you think about this, Goo? Take a listen. This is from Grant Cohn.
I had not heard this.
Yeah.
I have some breaking news. I just spoke to a source who's close to the 49ers, and this is exactly what he told me. I'm hearing the front office is extremely upset with the current financial status of the team, with the salary cap, and the Ayuk and Trent contracts. It's Super Bowl or bust, and if it's bust, then heads will roll. The Lynch and Shanahan regime is on the hot seat, and it's hotter than ever. Front office, I guess, ownership is upset with Lynch and Shanahan about all the spending that's happened this offseason, I guess. If this report is true, and I have no reason to believe it's not, the front office, Parag, Jed, his parents, were maybe hoping that they could spend a little less this offseason.
Now, you go ahead first. You react first to that.
That sounds strong.
I mean, stronger than your favorite beverage.
I mean, what is...
That goes against everything we thought we knew. That he's not going anywhere. There's no pressure. The deals were done making chocolate chip cookies. But I'll just say this, Steiny. That is super strong. But just think about it. What was taking so long with these contracts if management was worried about the bottom line at the end of the day? Not just, oh, Kyle, you've gotten us there since 2019. We've gotten close. That goes against that conventional wisdom, which I was a part of. Kyle's a made man. There is no pressure.
Well, the other thing that I'm thinking is, so that means there would be a rift between Lynch and Shanahan and the people that are above them. I mean, what were they going to do? Not pay Aiyuk? What were they going to? Are they going to be? You know, what sounds ludicrous to me is, well, what are they going to say next year when they pay Brock Purdy? You know what I'm saying?
But wow. And again, that's a report, Stoney. But I'm up here. I'm like. I'm like, wow.
Well, hot seat to me means they can't have a bad year. But, I mean, listen.
But they got standards, so bad would be one and done in the playoffs.
Okay.
You know what I mean? They've created that.
If I have $5,000 in the bank right now, I would probably bet $5,000 that Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch will be leading the 49ers next year at this time. I would bet all my money on that.
All right.
Would you?
Yeah, I would.
So, I mean, I don't know how.
Because that would be a hypocrite. That would go. The thing that this is signaling, Stoney, is we think, you know, like the Giants, oh, attendance is up, Farhan's safe. You think you know, you don't know. But this is all a report from Grant, who we ran into in Vegas down when we were down there for the Super Bowl. But it's just shocking for the possibility, if this is accurate, that what they've done is not good enough. And now that they're handing out all this money that you talk about, that the powers to be are like, okay, what are we getting for it? And maybe that had something to do with the delay in these negotiations. I don't know. You tell me.
Well, Brian Baldinger addressed this with the morning roast, not necessarily the hot seat part, but he talked about how the San Francisco 49ers payroll is very high, but there's a reason for that.
It is a good thing, and it's good for the league, because I always think you need teams that everybody's gunning for. They got a big bullseye on their back. Kyle understands, like, you know, they're all in. John Lynch, Jed, you know, Kyle, they're all in. You know, I never really had... I knew Trent would be back. I had some doubts about Brandon, but like this is they're loading up. They're loading up to make another run, and this is what you should do. You got a quarterback on a rookie contract. You got to load up. You got to be all in. You can't leave guys at home. You got to put them all on there. You get an extra day this week with Trent, you know, because of the game Monday night. It's going to seem like forever to get there. Once we start playing games on Thursday, Friday, Sunday, by the time you get to Monday night, there's only one game on Monday night. Everybody's watching. Everybody wants to see both these teams. They both, I mean, so, you know, Kyle has been in the championship game three times. He's been in the Super Bowl twice. We know what the record is. They are a great roster, but not all great rosters win Super Bowls. And that's what this challenge is all about.
All right. So what if they don't? That's the question. What if they don't?
I think he's coming back, Stoney. I would do that 5K bet. I'm not assassinating the man's report, and I would find it highly, I would be floored. There's no way. And this goes, what's our guy, Shager? Who's the guy report NFL Network this morning that you played?
Peter Shager.
Yeah, he's saying the same thing, like there's a lot to prove, but I would be shocked, Stoney. There's no way you just throw away or punt on a regime that's gotten you this damn close. And who had a gun to your head, if this is accurate, Stoney, to do those deals? What you brought up, decided not to, but you did it. So who was that on? Kyle made you do it? John made you do it? You know what I mean, Steiny? I kind of don't buy that.
Well, I don't know what their alternatives were this offseason if you're a San Francisco 49ers front office. Should you have let Ayuk walk? Should you have not given in to Trent Williams? Should you have told Christian McCaffrey to pound sand?
No.
Well, then I don't understand, you know, what...
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
What we're talking about here...
Anger would come from, right?
Well, I mean, if Jed York didn't want to pay these guys, he didn't have to pay these guys.
There you go.
So, I mean, maybe Shanahan and Lynch had to do a sell job on Marate and on Jed York, but... that's part of the business. So this team's been to four NFC championship games, two Super Bowls in the last 5 years.
Good God.
I mean,
yeah.
You know, the idea, I mean,
you want to win, partner, but I don't think they're on any hot seat. I'm just going to say, I really believe that. I've been wrong in my life before, Stoney, many times, but I mean, come on.
I mean, if the season goes completely south,
this report is before the next 17 games.
Right. So, I mean, if they make the playoffs, are they still on the hot seat? If they fall short, what if they don't make the playoffs? What if they get hurt? What if the team is banged up all year?
Well, that's the only way something like that would happen. You know, they'd go hand in hand.
I don't necessarily believe that.
The Jets. Rodgers goes down, it's a wrap, right?
No.
Or if you're believing in Dobbs or Allen.
I don't. I think there's a chance that the 49ers could be healthy and they're not as good as everybody thinks.
Mm.
That's possible. But I don't think they're going to fall off the map.
All right.
I don't think they're going to win five games. So
it's just interesting hearing that.
Yeah. Yeah, Brian Baldinger saying the 49ers are loading up. They loaded up this year to make another run. I mean, that's true. I mean, and the reality of the situation is, I think we all know that no matter if this team wins it all or doesn't win it all, there's going to be a lot of changes next year. And the idea that some of those changes could be Lynch and Shanahan, I'm not feeling that right now. But I don't think there's any doubt that we know that this is going to be kind of the last run at it for this core 49er group.
And that's why I think we got a glimpse of it a little too soon for my taste. And what shocked me, Stani, about if you want to dub this disease to me, everybody, players are fearful for their own chicken because of what Brock Purdy may possibly get. I am shocked that it went into holdouts and hold-ins with these two players a year before the year. How about that? A year before the year. But now that Brian is signed, sealed, and delivered, everything's on the table about who could be out of here next season. But we'll tackle that then because we won't know because everything is predicated on what goes on this season. This starts next Monday.
Yeah, 888-957-9570 is the number. That sound probably makes what's our guy's name in Boston?
Oh,
he's got the mailman Eric.
Oh boy,
that's probably music to his ears.
No doubt about it.
Yeah, I don't. How long was Andy Reid in Philly before he got whacked?
I want to say like 9 or 10. I'm bringing it up.
Well, that's
Evan will beat me.
We're getting to that area. We're getting to that time period with Kyle Shanahan. But the idea that anybody's on a hot seat, I think, at least as of right now, when you're 0-0, I think it's a little premature. Hey, join 95.7 The Game at Harding Park Friday, September 6th for the Pettinelli Financial Partners Golf Tournament benefiting the Autism Society of the San Francisco Bay Area. Go to 95.7thegame.com to learn more. Presented by ATCO Pest Control, the Bay Area's locally family-owned pest control company. I mean, the fair question is, what is at stake, though, for the San Francisco 49ers this year? I mean, what?
Capitalizing on a roster that they built that's damn near been second to none, Matt. That's all. And that's not a bad thing. It's like, are you guys going to get over the hump? Because it's not a talent issue now. It's not a talent issue when you've done what you've done the last 4 years. So now it's about, can you have the wherewithal to hoist up the Lombardi Trophy? That's what it's about.
Yeah, what's at stake, and what's the difference, and what happens?
14 years for Andy in Philly.
Okay. What is the difference between the 49ers winning a Super Bowl this year and not winning a Super Bowl this year? Is there something, will there be consequences if the 49ers don't win a Super Bowl this year? Because I'll tell you right now, if this organization is ready to make changes just because they don't win a Super Bowl this year, I mean, that to me sounds pretty preposterous.
But what if they're looking at it that we're spending all this money and we haven't done that? Could somebody be looking at it through that prism?
Okay, well, then if you don't win it, then rebuild. Then start over.
Well, you got Brock Purdy, so you can't do that because you're going to have to pay him right away. Well,
you assume you are. Mm. But, you know, according to this,
you're right.
According to, you know, I just don't know what's at stake this year if the 49ers don't get it done. I don't know.
I don't believe there should be anything as far as the coaches and general manager. How about you?
Probably not. But then what's going to happen is then they are going to be feeling the pressure because if they don't win it this year and at the end of next year or at the end of this upcoming year that they don't win it, they have to make significant changes.
Yeah.
well, then I think we are entering into kind of a new period of time for Shanahan and Lynch. But I just, you know, I think they're a year away from a year away from a year away from maybe being on a hot seat at this point.
Adrian Gutierrez on the YouTube chat, Stoney, brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. It's not a talent issue. It's a coaching issue. I don't know what it is, but I do know that this team has more talent or as much talent as any other roster in the NFL, and it's been that way for a while.
It's your opinion.
Yeah.
It's your opinion. I know they don't have the best quarterback in the NFL, though, and I know that's the most important position in sports.
But that's what's crazy about it. That's kind of been who they are. They've never had, like Jimmy Garoppolo when he played against Mahomes.
Yeah. So why is everybody scratching their head as to why they haven't won a Super Bowl? Because their quarterback play hasn't been good enough yet.
But to be fair, we don't look at Brock Purdy like Garoppolo, though.
It doesn't matter. The difference in the two Super Bowls is Mahomes outplayed your guy both games. And there's a good chance that won't change if they get to another Super Bowl. I'm not saying the 49ers can't win.
Because they were up 10 twice in those games.
Yeah, like, but you're going up against Mahomes. Yeah, he's a different animal.
But you didn't get beat 50-0 is what I'm trying to say. You've confused and baffled Mahomes in both of those games on that stage to have a lead of 10 points or more.
Yeah, but that's nothing against Patrick Mahomes.
Obvious.
You got to close the door against Patrick Mahomes, and
they haven't.
I don't. You know, if you don't get it done this year, are you really telling me that?
You're getting a lot of love for that last point about if that's what you're dumbing it down to, Mahomes and Purdy or Mahomes and Garoppolo. What's to see here? But there's more to a game than just the names of the quarterback.
Right, but the biggest difference to me in both Super Bowls was the quarterback play in both games. Mahomes was like Jordan. He hit every clutch shot. He made every big play. And your quarterback, Jimmy Garoppolo, didn't. And Brock Purdy is a hell of a young quarterback. Yeah. There's no doubt about it. He's getting better. He may win a Super Bowl someday. But Mahomes was better than him on Super Bowl Sunday last year.
Yeah, somebody coming down my road. Stop it, Goo. McCaffrey is MVP of the offense, not Purdy. Hello? I agree with that. What are you listening to?
Yeah, and this is, you know, this is to be expected. This sounds like a Warrior fan here from the 669 on the Xfinity Mobile text line. Wrong, Steiny. You're wrong. The difference in the Super Bowls is that the refs did not call any penalties on the Chiefs' offensive line, who were the most penalized holding team all season. Yeah, don't you get it, 669? They cleaned it up. Great teams clean it up when they get into the Super Bowl. You're right. They were holding all regular season. And it was a point of emphasis for Andy Reid and his offensive line coach. And
you need what? Some cheese with
they
that
They got
wine.
It cleaned up for the Super Bowl.
Do you need blaming some cheese the refs. With that wine?
Yeah, the refs.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Austin San Jose coming at me. Guru, why are you so hung up over the Niners being up 10 points in two games? Doesn't matter. They lost. Plus, the stars of the Chiefs played better than the so-called Niners stars. I saw what I saw, Austin. I saw the Niners in 19 have a 10-point lead with 6 minutes left. They tricked that off. Then got the ball and could have, you know, scored and won the game. They didn't do that. Play calling, all kind of other stuff. And then last year, maybe if you punt the ball, if you do something different in overtime, you win that game. But I mean, Mahomes wasn't Jordan after halftime because he threw a pick right after half.
Well, but Jordan may turn the ball over in the third quarter of games. I mean, it's who cares about the third quarter? He made all the plays when he needed to make them.
I'm not arguing that.
And
if you get rid of him when he's down, I guess is my point that you won't have to worry about him coming back. That's my point. Step on their neck.
I think the
Niners didn't do that.
I do think of all the people that I know in this world, all of them, whether they're friend or foe. I would have to say that you bring up the 10-point leads more than any person that I've ever met in my entire life. That's all. It's fair. They did. They lost two 10-point leads. But you tend to mention that, well, you know, more than anybody else that I know.
Do you know why?
Yeah, because, you know.
What it signals.
What does it signal?
That you were beating Billy Badass. You hit the bully in the mouth. Mm. You lost. But when you reflect on it, you had the bully beaten.
Well,
and you stopped throwing the uppercut or jab. Now, I know you've never been in a fight, so this might not hit home, but I'm not going to forget that I had the bully on the ropes. And the bottom line is the Niners were up 10 points, Austin, mm-hmm. and other Austins out there, on the biggest stage, and I don't think in an NFL game with a team and a roster as loaded and talented as the Niners and coached by Kyle Shanahan, that's too far-fetched to think, why couldn't you close the deal? Glengarry, Glenn Ross. That's all. That's why I bring up the 10. People act like the Niners showed up and Patrick Mahomes, Austin, it was 63-3. It wasn't that. Especially 19. And if Kittle is not running material, the Saturday Night Live material.
Well, how's that Kyle's
on the first?
Fault?
No, I'm not. See, I didn't put it on one somebody. I said it's a collective. You know, he gets on that fumble that McCaffrey fumbled on the first drive, but he was running material. Follow the ball. Hadn't brought that one out. I've been holding on to that. But the 10-point lead is symbolic because the Niners were playing better than the Kansas City Chiefs twice on the biggest stage. They also played better than the Rams in the 2022-2021 NFC Championship game on the road when Kittle caught a touchdown to end the third quarter and they went up to the fourth, up 10. I don't know why the leads are vanishing. But if because you guys don't want me to talk about it like it didn't happen, I get it.
I don't care if you talk about it
or not. I'm
not
saying you, but
they didn't
Austin,
win the games.
No doubt.
And the reason they didn't win the games because the other team was better. And to me, my way of thinking, a 10-point lead is not a big lead in football. It's two scores. It's not a big lead. It's not a big lead at all for a guy like Patrick Mahomes. I mean, I don't think it's a huge deal. It's a score, stop, score. You lose a game. That's what happened. If you should have been up 17. But, I mean, getting back to the original point of what if the 49ers don't win the Super Bowl this year? Okay, then there'll be changes next year. But
not with the generals, though, Steiny.
I wouldn't assume, but I don't know.
Yeah.
On the other side, we're going to play some Brandon Ayuk sound. Huh. Brandon Ayuk talked to the media just moments ago, and we'll have that sign. We'll have that sound on the other side. Brandon Ayuk, and we haven't heard from him since he signed his contract. So 888-957-9570 is the number if you want to jump into the conversation. And don't forget, tomorrow, the 2024 Red and Gold Summit. It's set for Fremont Bank, 39150 Fremont Boulevard. And here's what's coming down. Willard and Dibs are going to be live from 2 to 4. And then all hosts will be there from 4 to 6 to get you ready for another football season. Come on out and join the fun. Once again, Fremont Bank on Fremont Boulevard. It's open to the public, first come, first served. We'll hear from Brandon Ayuk on the other side on 95.7 The Game.
I'm ready to go.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. Brandon Ayuk, signed, sealed, and delivered. He talked to reporters, I think, today, right? This was today. Mm-hmm. Hey, Brandon.
B.A.
Give me a, say something.
I'm not going to lie. I made it a little bit more difficult than I needed to, I think. But yeah, it was like that for me. I'm not gonna say the whole entire time, but for about the past month, I think we were pretty good.
No, he made it difficult on himself, or he made it harder than it needed to be the last few weeks.
I would have followed up with why.
Well, they may have.
Okay.
They may have, and we just have that one to share.
So was he trying to get more, just some more chicken, or?
Yeah, I don't know. He just probably.
Yeah. Why did you tell Jaden Daniels in D.C., they didn't want you.
Because he probably didn't like the number they were throwing at him early in the negotiating period.
Boy, did I take an L on that. He ain't getting 30, Steiny. He got 30.
Yeah, RJ's in Fairfield. Hey, RJ, what's going on, buddy?
Nothing. You know, I'm probably a little off topic, but I heard Guru say, you know, talking about the 10-point lead in the Super Bowls, and kind of rubbed me the wrong way, is because I don't think Guru, I know you're a Dallas Cowboys fan, but you don't understand that we went up against probably the best quarterback in NFL history. And as a Niner fan and going against and knowing Pat Mahomes, Goo ain't no least safe with that man, okay?
Okay, listen. I got you. I'm not cutting you off. We're having a conversation. Listen, it don't matter who you're a fan of. It's football. And you had Patrick Mahomes throw an interception the first possession of last year's Super Bowl coming out at halftime. So don't tell me because what's on his jersey on the back of his name, I'm supposed to be Helen Keller to the Niners defense playing their ass off. And it happened twice. So you need to shake yourself or check yourself. And you need to demand accountability from the people that are in position to get your team wins, man. Don't run from having a 10-point lead with 6 minutes left in the Super Bowl in 19. Don't run from having the lead last year. That's all I'm trying to tell you. It doesn't matter who you root for. I know, and you know what you saw. Mahomes was not on his best because you let him stick around.
Goo, I wish you would talk to Kyle Shanahan, give him a little pep talk or something, but, you know, I understand. You rubbed me the wrong way again because, Goo, it's Pat Mahomes at the end of the day. Like, I get what you're saying. We were up 10, and our defense let us down. I mean, we had Pat Mahomes on a 4th-and-1, and Bosa just got ran by on that. So, you know, you hurt my feelings today, Goo. I just want to leave with you that. Steiny, I'm with you, man. Can you help me out, man? Yes. I love you, Goo.
Yeah, I love you, too.
Listen, I'm with you in this way. To me, you can pick out Kyle Shanahan, a thing here, a thing there. But as far as last year goes, I'm sorry. You have Patrick Mahomes, one of the best quarterbacks of all time, going up against Brock Purdy, who's quarterbacked a year and a half. He's been a year and a half quarterback, a starting quarterback for a year and a half. Your best running back, one of the best running backs in football, fumbles on the first series. Your two big bad boys, Trent Williams and Nick Bosa, neither had a good game. And I said this the day after. The 49ers did not play well enough to be Super Bowl champions last year. And I don't blame that on Kyle Shanahan. I blame it on the players. I don't think Purdy was a Super Bowl winning quarterback. McCaffrey fumbled in that first series. Trent Williams, Bosa, subpar games. Ayuk, nowhere to be found. It's like you got beat. You got beat is what I think. And when you say, well, this was the best team. No, it wasn't. Your best players didn't play well enough. Plain and simple. And their best players did. Bottom line.
Yeah. And I'll say this to my point about Kyle. Last year's Super Bowl wasn't on him like I believe 19 was. But Steiny taking that ball in overtime, I thought that was the wrong thing to do. Now, the defense had just come off the field, so they were tired. You needed to give them, but I hear you. But if you say, and I'm just throwing it, if some naysayer said, well, whose job is it to get the quarterback to be in that zone or get the other guys to show up, that's on the leader.
They're not good enough. I don't think they were good. I'm not blaming it on Kyle Shanahan. I don't think they had the best team. I think the Chiefs were better. They had the better quarterback. And like, I'm not blaming Kyle Shanahan because Trent Williams was mediocre. And I'm not blaming Kyle Shanahan because Nick Bosa didn't do much in the Super Bowl. And I can't blame Kyle Shanahan because McCaffrey fumbled. I'm giving credit to Andy Reid. I'm giving credit to Patrick Mahomes, who did what he always does. And the 49ers got to come back this year and try to get it done. But they're not going to get it done unless they play better.
Yeah, and one thing in the offseason outside of these contracts that will stick with me until the season's over, Stoney, and I mean this, you'll probably think I'm just talking, not the first time. Steve Young's comments about Kansas City and what they were collectively as an offense last year. Like, that was to the world the last best chance to take advantage of them. And you still couldn't do it when your offense with McCaffrey, Debo, Kittle, Ayuk was whole. And Trent Williams. And you're right, they all had a bad game or didn't play up to their standards. So I can't blame that on Kyle, or can I?
If you
like
want,
the team
you
wasn't ready. That, but that's different.
They weren't
than,
ready?
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to check myself.
Well, go ahead.
Excuse me. 19 was the play calling at the end. And that's why I put Kyle in it and blamed him. I can't blame Kyle outside of the overtime rules, Steiny. And maybe he took the ball because the team defense again was tired. But Trent was getting pushed around. Your boy fumbled. I don't know why IU couldn't only had six targets and Debo was a no-show. I don't know. So I'm not putting that at Kyle. But if somebody says, hey, it's on the coach, then what do you say?
If that's what you – right. Man, and if you want to blame it on Kyle Shanahan,
but I'm
you
not
can blame
passionate
it.
About it like I am 19 with the play
calls. To me, it was simple. I mean, it was so obvious to me. They didn't play a Super Bowl winning game. They didn't.
Why?
Because they weren't as good as the Chiefs. They didn't execute with it. It's like – you think about the – if you want to go back into the heyday of the Niners, when they won five, when we go, we don't lose.
We win.
Think about the way they played in those Super Bowls. This team couldn't hold a candle to the way those teams played
you
in the Super
no
Bowl.
You get no argument from
they
here,
played
man.
An average game, and that's not going to win you a Super Bowl. They had an average postseason. Now, if you want to blame Kyle, blame Kyle. But – I put it mostly on the players.
Wow.
They weren't good enough. All right, coming up on the other side, we got the crossover with Willard and Dibs. They're going to join us, and what's coming up on the game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. That segment also brought to you by Chilton Auto Body.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.